Day 6019. I am much luckier the next morning. When I wake up in the body of Sarita, whose parents are away, and who is being watched over by her 90-year-old grandmother, who doesn't seem to care what Sarita does, as long as it doesn't interfere with her programs on the Game Show Network. I'm only about an hour away from Rhiannon, and in the interest of her not being called to the principal for repeated attendance violations, I meet her back at the Clover bookstore after school is out. She is full of plans. I told everyone I was visiting my grandmother for the weekend, and I told my parents I would be at Rebecca's, so I'm a free agent. I'm actually staying at Rebecca's tonight, but I was thinking tomorrow night we could go somewhere. I tell her I like that plan. We head to a park, walking around and playing on the jungle gym and talking. I notice she's less affectionate with me when I'm in a girl's body, but I don't call her on it. She's still with me, and she's still happy, and that's something. We don't talk about Justin. We don't talk about the fact that we have no idea where I'll be tomorrow. We don't talk about how to make things work. We block all this out and enjoy ourselves.